We're joined on a Patriots Friday by Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. He's brought to you by Rate. Visit Shant, Shantweei.com to learn more, and by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. Alex Van Pelt, how are we doing this week?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing well. I want to circle back to week three, the last matchup, Patriots and Jets. You said you had some regrets coming out of that first game. I know you don't want to get into scheme and too in the weeds on that, but what are some of those regrets and how do you plan on addressing them?
Yeah, no, I think the biggest two would be, you know, getting Jacoby hit on the first play and then later on the second quarter on the keepers. Those are not good idea by me, and I won't be seeing that again for a while.
One of the big talking points this week, of course, was Coach Mayo calling the team soft on Sunday night, and then the next day kind of changing it and saying they're playing soft. Would you agree with Coach Mayo in his assessment?
Hey, we got to just play better. I don't know what that means. You know, we got to play harder, we got to play longer, and we have to play better. And I don't know, that was Coach's comment. You know, but for us offensively, we need to be more physical. We need to play harder and longer than we have in the past here. So, rallying cry for everybody. We got to get out there and you know, get some action going in the run game. I wasn't very good last week at all. Very poor on our part. So, whatever that means, we got to play harder, longer. I know that.
You were a player in the league. You've been in the league for a long time. You ever called soft by a coach?
Yeah, I don't want to get into the softness. I mean, it is. The film never lies. So whatever that looks like, we weren't good enough. I don't know what you want to call it, but we have to be better offensively. You know, I look at it through that lens, you know, completely. We just need to be better. We need to play longer and play harder, like I said. But, yeah, it is what it is. And if it worked, if it rallies us, great. You know, it should. It should piss us off. And our play should piss us off. Our record should piss us off. So anything that gets us going, playing harder and longer will be great this week.
Speaking of pissed off, it seems like the receivers every week on your team are pissed off and taking to social media to voice their displeasure or talking to a reporter in the locker room about their displeasure. How have you gone about handling that? It seems like every week it's one or two different guys saying something else.
Yeah, I mean, receivers, they, you know, obviously they want the football, and that's part of being a receiver. I wouldn't be happy to have guys on the team that didn't want to touch the ball. That's part of it. You know, we're progressing as an offense, we're growing, you know, in the pass game. I think it's shown over the last 2 weeks we're getting better in that area. And, again, a win heals a lot of ills. But our main focus is getting all of our attention focused on the Jets this week. It's a huge challenge for us offensively. That's a very good defense over there. Didn't do well against them last time. So our focus should be centrally nailed in on just getting ready for these Jets.
And, I mean, receivers for sure always want the ball. Is there a difference, though, in – you know, a guy like Randy Moss or Terrell Owens demanding the football versus some of these guys that are first year, second year, don't really have quite a track record that are still kind of saying a lot of the same things?
Yeah, no, I think it's the competitive nature. Guys obviously want to contribute and help the team, and it feels like when we're not getting wins, they're not helping in the way they feel like they should. So, again, I do think this is, again, a work in progress. I think we've improved over the last 2 weeks, especially in the pass game. I think Drake's done a nice job of seeing the field and distributing the ball. You know, guys had made big plays for us. I thought Hunter did a great job last week in the pass game. KJ came in and scored a touchdown late in the game. I mean, those balls will keep finding those guys. You just got to keep working hard.
Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator here on Patriots Friday. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. There's a team meeting this week. Why was it called?
No, always a team meeting, just to address some of the things that we needed to get better at. You know, not out of the norm, nothing new. It happens every Wednesday we have a team meeting. So nothing was really new. It was just a refocusing effort to get everybody to work a little bit harder, a little bit longer.
Was it purely on-field, or was there off-field elements to it as well?
I don't understand. It was a team meeting. We always have it 8 o'clock on Wednesday afternoons. Nothing was different than any other week.
Okay, so we heard Kendrick Bourne discuss, and I know Gerard Mayo said maybe it was out of context. I'm not sure it was, but the idea that players need to focus more with their nutrition and their recovery and even going out before games. To be clear and put a point to it, was there any discipline doled out after the London trip for players?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, obviously, it would stay in-house if it were, but I'm not aware of anything. I thought we were on point in London, and guys were where they were supposed to be. And, you know, I don't understand the question, to be honest with you. I thought we had a good trip. We prepared well. Guys were ready to go. We just didn't get the win on Sunday, but there was nothing that I'm aware of.
Whose decision is the active, like wide receivers, for example, on game day? It seems like every week there's been two guys inactive, and the other four have been active, and then playing time obviously has varied. Does that come down to you? Do you get to pick which receivers are playing on Sunday?
No, I don't. It's a collaborative. We talk through it. Ultimately, it's Coach Mayo's decision of who goes, and we're going to get the best guys out there that give us the best chance to win each week, and that may look different from week to week.
Against Jacksonville, going back to that game in London again, you were down 15 and went for two. Whose call is that?
I'm not going to discuss who makes those decisions. Ultimately, we had a chance to go for two there. Statistically, if you looked at it, if you really want to dive deep, the teams that go for two in that situation win at a higher percentage of the teams that go for two later in the game. Quite honestly, statistically speaking. So it's a decision you feel like you're going to need to, you'll know what you need later in the game, as opposed to, having a 2-point play come down in the last play. You'll know what you need. You need to score twice or once. So statistically, it's a 50-50, a little bit higher for going for it in the situation when we did.
Is there anything to, and I understand the numbers are the numbers, is there anything to, you just scored, you can make it a one possession game, put the pressure on Jacksonville? Like, is there any, and maybe it's harder to quantify, but any element to that where you say, let's keep it a one score game to keep the pressure on the other team for the first time since early in the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it for sure. We didn't do that in this situation. Again, statistically, it's supported. Which way you go, it's a 50-50 proposition. In hindsight, you can look back and say that. Had we scored, had we kept our feet and had a chance to score there, we're not having this conversation.
You've talked about needing to run the ball better. The first two games of the season, Ramondre Stevenson had 46 carries. He's had 38 in the last four. Has that just been sort of the way the game has gone? Is that something to do with the fumbles, a little bit of everything? What is that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing to do with the fumbles. Have ultimate confidence in Ramondre. Kind of a situational. You get, where you are in the game. Are you playing with the lead? Are you playing behind? Are you two scores down? I'd love to hand the ball off 35 times to Ramondre a game and let him go to work. But sometimes the game won't allow you to do that.
Do you guys hear any of the outside noise? Like, I know it's easy to say, tune out the noise, don't listen to it. Do you guys hear any of the outside noise?
Oh, the good news is I absolutely do not. I've never listened to the radio. I never read a paper. When the news comes on, I turn the news off. That's just the way I've lived my life. I learned my lesson a long time ago. The people that matter, the people that are inside this building, those are the guys that I listen to. So quite honestly, if everybody took that approach from inside this building, it would probably help them all. They sleep a lot better at night. We know we're working. We know we're trying to get better, and we're improving. We've improved over the last 2 weeks, especially in the past game. So keep your nose down. Again, handle the things you can handle inside, and everybody's going to have an opinion. That's the beauty of America. I just choose not to listen.
So Bill was in that building for a long time, Bill Belichick, and he pushed back very strongly on the feeling on the team. That's not noise that you hear, even from someone like Bill. I get not listening to us, but even someone like Bill Belichick.
I'm probably the oddball in this. My wife will say I heard something on the radio, and I'll say stop right there. Like, I don't listen to anything. I truly don't. I don't have any social media. I don't even understand TikTok. Instagram, all those, I don't dabble in any of that. So it's really easy for me not to see anything. So I keep my blinders on and focused on the work.
What radio shows does your wife listen to?
Yeah. Is she like, I don't know, 10 to 2 on WEI?
I don't know. Probably you guys.
Probably.
Yeah, something tells me maybe not.
All right, we'll end on, or my last one's a hard-hitting one. Do you have a favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, man, candy corns, I think.
Wow.
That's about the only time of the year I would eat them. Yeah.
Wow, so
you're a big Jones is a big
I'm,
fan.
I'm one of the few, I think, who like candy corn. So you and I, Alex.
How about that?
All right.
Pretty good.
All right. I like that. You got good taste.
All right, Alex Van Pelt, part of our coordinator series on Fridays here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI Patriots Friday. Alex, we appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend against the Jets.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.